Bonus Episode 3. Find Your Tone. This is a short episode of the subsection Find Your Tone from Chapter 18, Find Your Voice, in Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. It offers a little more breathing space for you to do your own thinking and concludes with the 5 prompts as an aid memoir. Find your tone. Being heard isn't just about our words. It's also the effect of our tone, how we are encountered and experienced as thoughtful and creative change makers. Therefore, how we make others feel is as important as what we say. For example, are we authentic and congruent? Do we engage or just mumble from the sidelines? And are we aware of difference and can we cross boundaries? 1. Where can I practice being present? We can pretend to care, but we can't pretend to show up. Ashley Judd, quoted by Simon Sinek on Twitter. As thoughtful and creative change makers, we have the potential to make a different kind of difference. We don't have to crash around or walk over people until we force the change we want to see. Instead, if we want to build trust and the platform for change, we have to show up in person, bringing all that we are. And this takes intentional practice. 2. Who are we doing this for? Being intentional about who we are here for affects how we are experienced. When we know why we're seeking change, we know who we're doing it for, because it isn't an abstract idea. It has legs attached to bodies. This enables us to be clear about who we're speaking to and also have a greater sense of what it's like to be in their shoes. It's called empathy. 3. How can I build bridges for a better world? To bridge silos of whatever sort, we need to be comfortable being at the boundary. However, this is difficult to do if we think our world is the only world. Sometimes we build bridges for us to cross, and sometimes it's for others to make the journey. Either way, it requires connections across differences and letting go of assumptions about the world that we inhabit. Being more intentional about how we look at situations and issues, but also recognizing that we may be misunderstood, so watching our tone. 4. How can I cultivate more questions than answers? Good questions are powerful. Offered with thought and generosity of spirit, they enable change rather than cause a reaction. In posing questions, we are inviting others on the journey, rather than forcing an unchallengeable destination on them. And they're much more likely to come with us. This is a fertile area to play with, because questions are non-threatening if asked with genuine curiosity. 5. How can I know when to draw the line? If we are seeking change, then we're starting from the belief that how things are now could be better. However, we also need to know when enough is enough. There is a line to draw, and it's ours to own. This aspect of developing our tone as quiet disruptors is essential. Where we draw the line and how we hold it will significantly affect how people experience us. It's not just about the words. If our emotions dominate, we can become unhealthy and people can't hear us. However, without them, we become less than ourselves and our voice is weak and anemic. Prompts for Find Your Tone. Where can I practice being present? Who are we doing this for? How can I build bridges for a better world? How can I cultivate more questions than answers? How do I know when to draw the line? I hope these prompts are helpful for you in developing your tone of voice as a quiet disruptor.